Shalom, my brothers and sisters. Kaveri greetings to everyone. I shall read from Psalm chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now, the other day, we mentioned that this tree, well, the trees we see in nature, they have what are known as xylem and phloem vessels. So, one particular type of this vessel, it takes water from the roots, making it flow upwards to the leaves. And then the phloem vessels takes the food which gets manufactured in the leaves, and it takes it to the different parts of the plant, which enable a plant to continue thriving with energy. And I want to bring it to our attention that we also have vessels in this body that God gave us, in the same way that we read in the book of Psalms. We see a tree being typed to a human being. And it is interesting to know that God has also equipped us with a special vessel in us that would enable us to do what is mentioned in verse 2, where it says, in his law doth he meditate day and night. Now, meditation is a function of the mind, and what we refer to as thoughts, the mind, reflections, meditations, these are things that take place within, a part of the body that we call the brain and its nervous system, a very complicated network of the nervous system. And sometime in the year 1949, there is an interesting discovery, a phenomena which was described by a neuropsychologist by the name of Donald Hebb. And the interesting phenomena which was discovered is that when you are doing an activity, let's say you are learning a new musical instrument, you want to know how to play a guitar. As you keep doing that activity, there are passageways which get created in the brain. You know, they're like pathways or some circuit paths. And the more you repeat an activity, the stronger that path becomes, the thicker it becomes. And the more one keeps on doing an activity, the pathway becomes so engraved, for lack of a better term, that one later on finds themselves performing an activity with little effort of trying to remember. And those are the kind of experienced players where, you know, it seems their fingers have a separate memory, you know, when they strum the guitar, and wow, we all get amazed at how someone is so experienced at doing something. What has actually happened is there has been so much practice, so much repetition, until it has left a permanent pathway in the neural circuitry. And that is interesting. And later on, as more studies were done, interesting discoveries were made. For example, the brain has different parts of it. There is a component called cerebellum, and that is the part of the brain which is specialized in keeping the memory of things to do with movements. You know, these movements can be a simple thing like picking a string on a guitar. You know, the part of the brain which is in charge of that is called the cerebellum. And at one time, when a study was carried out to investigate and check how the brains of those who are in music, how different are they from people who are not in music, it was an interesting discovery that informed the world that the cerebellum, actually the cerebellum part of the brain of musicians, seems to be larger than people who are not in music, all right? And that was interesting. And another discovery was people who are into mathematics have larger gray matter. Gray matter, this is the part in the brain which experts tell us is responsible for things to do with computations, like calculations. So when one is so very much into mathematics, experts were able to notice that the gray matter was larger. And more interesting was the fact that when a person practiced mathematics for many more years, maybe he has served much longer in solving mathematical problems, the gray matter was equally larger than those who were just beginning or starting their careers. And that is quite interesting. And a study which I find more fascinating is the one which had to do with taxi drivers in London. You know, and you can find details of this story in a book by an author called James Clear. He has written an interesting book called Atomic Habits, and he describes these things in details, the findings of these studies in detail. Now, this study examined taxi drivers in London, and the study was focused on the hippocampus. Hippocampus, that is the part of the brain which is in charge of spatial memory. Spatial memory, this is the part of your memory which keeps information about an environment, which makes you remember that, oh, this is Lusaka. I am now getting into this avenue, okay? It keeps information about places you visit, about your environment, whether it is in your home or whether it is in the city or whether it is in the town. And in examining the brains of taxi drivers in London, I'll read, when scientists analyzed the brains of taxi drivers in London, they found that the hippocampus, a region of the brain involved in spatial memory, was significantly larger in their subjects than in non-taxi drivers. Even more fascinating, the hippocampus decreased in size when a driver retired. So here we see a very strong relationship between activities we engage ourselves in and how there is actually a physical change which happens in our brain. Now, you see, when we read the Bible in 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 4, there is an interesting admonition we are given there. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 4. Let me start from verse 3. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Watch verse 4 closely, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Now, Paul here is addressing the issue of fornication, and you know that fornication isn't a thing that just begins as a physical activity. It starts way up in the mind and in the brain, and later on, well, one loses control, we would say, of the vessel which was supposed to be kept in sanctification. Now, a more important and a higher level of a vessel is the mind that God has given us. Those physical neuropaths, I want us to be aware that this complex machine and equipment where our thoughts take their abode was a creation of God himself. When he formed man from the dust of the ground, when we read a simple statement like that, it looks like, well, There wasn't much to the activity. But when you go into how our system works, it just makes us marvel how great God is, how indeed we were beautifully made. You know, we are such a very complicated design. And now when this body was given to us, because the real you is that soul that dwells in this vessel of your body. But this body was never meant, you know, just to live as by its appetites. You know, Paul here tells us we need to possess our vessel, meaning there's a consciousness in you. There are thoughts in you that should be aware that I have this blessed tool. I have this blessed vessel through which my thoughts can be transmitted through. And this vessel, we need to possess it. How do we possess it? Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 tells us something. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6. And this is God speaking. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. What is this speaking of? It is speaking of repetition. It is speaking of a routine. It is speaking of activities that will keep repeating the words that God spoke from one ear to another until it should reach a place that there are permanent engravings in your circuitry system, in your nervous system, that will not let this word depart. In the same way, we read in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 22, verse 6. That's another verse which tells us about deliberately creating these memory pathways in our neurocircuitry. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Why won't he depart from it? Because as a parent, you took the opportunity to feed information, right information, which is the word of God, to that young mind, in so much that when he grows up, that way of righteousness won't depart from him. In Joshua 1, verse 8, we read another scripture which tells us about this man who was highly favored. The power of God was guaranteed. He was told, every place you shall tread on, I've given you that place. However, he still had the responsibility to ensure that his mind, the vessel of his mind, was under possession. Deliberate action to make it remember the ways of the Lord. Joshua 1 verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. In conclusion, I want you to notice that word, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Remember what we read in Psalm chapter 1, verse 3. How was that tree prosperous? How is the righteous man typed as a tree prosperous? Well, let's read it again as we conclude. And he shall be like, that speaks of a righteous man, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. How does that prosperity come? Well, we see it in the book of Joshua 1 verse 8. Do not let the words of this book depart out of thy heart, out of thy mind. In other words, meditate on it day and night, repetitively. What are you doing? You are creating those memory traces in your mind. And it has to be a deliberate action, because this vessel was given to us. Your brain, your mind, the nervous system, these are tools, these are vessels that God gave us. And it requires of us to maintain them. How do we maintain them? Through daily devotion, reflecting on the Word of God, being in prayer. And that's a wonderful way to start your day. We shall continue with this thought tomorrow. Shalom, and God bless all of us. Amen.